This is the Daily Ghost Podcast. Where we bring life to creepypasta stories and creepy stories alike. So turn the lights down and let's get strange. This is the Daily Ghost.
Greetings, listeners, and welcome to another Daily Ghost Podcast. And as always, we have another creepy tale for you here. And I decided to record in a different fashion. I always like to experiment. But of course, adding new projects to what I'm already doing only inspires different setups for recording. And that's fine. Because then I get to actually develop something that I enjoy specifically. Right? Like every time I go to record, I know how I want to set it up, or I know the simplicity of the setup. But either way, we're here to give you what you come for, which is a creepy tale. So let's do what we do best and turn the lights down and let's get strange with another Daily Ghost Podcast right now. Today's creepy tale comes from, or is told by, Over the River 1991. It's called When the Spring Came. I have no idea what this is going to be, but I figured, hey, it's about weather. And I feel like we're going through a weather change, most of us. So, When the Spring Came, by Overthinker, 1991. My good friend, let's call her Jane, to protect her identity. She told me her ghost story last year, and since then, it has been confirmed to me by several people who were around at the time that it took place in the late 90s, when she was in her early 20s. Jane was living on a farm in a very rural Appalachia with some other folks around her age. And because they were trying to take back the land type of situation post-college, most of her neighbors were really friendly and helpful. Lots of old ladies making food for them and former co-workers who would help around the farm. There was one neighbor in particular named Jim. He was known to be a former meth addict. But he was cleaned up and acted sort of as a paid handyman around the farm. The farm was really old, including the main house, which was built in the early 1900s. Each of the people who lived there had their own room, including Jane, who took the room closest to the front door of the house. Eventually, one of the neighbors told Jane and her friends that the house was rumored to be haunted by a ghost of a man who lived there in the 1930s. Jane and her friends never really took it seriously, but they would joke around and try to scare each other in a pranking way. One night, Jane woke up because she felt the presence of something unusual in her room. She opened her eyes and could see a ghostly figure standing silently in the doorway. She repeatedly told the figure, saying, "You need to go now. I do not want you here." Eventually, after a few minutes, the figure left. She didn't tell any of her friends because she didn't want them to freak out or think she was crazy. A few days later, one of the women who lived in the house told Jane that the ghost had appeared at her doorway and had actually come into her room. But she laid in her bed silently in response. Jane then confessed the same thing had happened to her earlier, except the ghost left when she told it to leave. The ghost continued to appear to Jane occasionally, but she would just tell him to leave, and he would. That autumn, They had to stop paying Jim the handyman because they were running out of funds. They couldn't afford him to be around. Angry, he turned on the farm people and started doing terrible things to the farm, including vandalizing the barn, messing up the garden, etc. They never had proof that it was him, so the police couldn't really do anything, but they were convinced he was the one doing it. One horrible morning in the middle of the winter, Jane came outside and saw that the farm dog was hanging from a tree. They all assumed that Jim had done it, so they called the police, but Jim wasn't in his trailer up the hollow. It looked like he skipped town. When spring came, the snow started melting, and one of the neighbors found Jim's body in the creek. It had been covered in the snow for a while. The police investigated and summarized that Jim had been high on drugs, fallen into the creek, hit his head, and froze to death. He died around the same time the dog was killed. Anyway, the creepiest part of the whole thing is that Jane realized the ghost had stopped appearing to her around the time that Jim went missing, but didn't put two and two together until they found his body. She told me she's now pretty sure that it was Jim standing in her doorway, silently, at night. And that is so much creepier than a ghost. This has been a Daily Ghost podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretties. Probably just be in action, you know? Should be ready to go. Fuck it. Why not? Why does it seem quiet now? Or not quiet, just less loud. Crank that up a little bit, huh? Right there? How's that one? I suppose it's probably okay, huh? Alright, so fuck. What was I saying? See, they think behind the scenes isn't just gonna be this, right? It's just the setting up of the microphone, the weird testing things we all do.
And you can find that and so much more by subscribing to our Patreon at patreon.com/podculture. There's all kinds of exclusive behind the scenes, things like you just heard, and I mean, that was weird, certainly weird, don't know how that happened, but either way, you get that and so much more. You get to hear what it's like before we get the episode ready. And I just hit the microphone, and this is so raw that it's going to stay in here. That's how raw we're keeping it. But be sure to hit up that Patreon, support the show that you love, and we can keep creating and giving you guys the best quality that we possibly can. and not those weird behind the scenes that we're all looking for when we go to Patreon. But definitely subscribe, because otherwise, what am I doing here? I sat here and recorded this whole thing for you to make sure that you knew what was going on. And if you don't subscribe, I just feel like, you know, I feel like a jerk. I feel like a real jerk for wasting the time in this. And, you know, that's... it stinks. It really stinks. Patreon.com/podculture.